BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. Tonight's show is Sledgehammer Show number 425. It is entitled, Common Sense Has Become a Superpower. Common Sense Has Become a Superpower. There's some amazing things going on that this, what seems like a joke, really isn't. And we're going to be going through prophecy, news, and many other things to prove that common sense has become a superpower. Let me introduce myself to you. I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people following the Word of God from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. Come out any Saturday. That's the Shabbat, the real Shabbat. That's Saturday at 11 a.m. for worship, the news, and the Word of God. You don't have to be Jewish to be with us, so come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. If you'd like, you can send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com to tell us if you love or hate the show. If you want to have a topic explored, send us an email at info@thesledgehammershow.com. We put our videos from the congregation, the Bible study, and, of course, the Sledgehammer Show on Rumble. We don't put the Sledgehammer Show on YouTube because they don't like the truth. Okay? But you can always see our stream at yeshuatube.org. We stream Bible study on Facebook. We put our things on Rumble, so go to rumble.com/BGMCTV and subscribe to our page, and you'll get let known anytime we put up a video. You can subscribe to our Telegram page, our Facebook page, our Vimeo page, so many different pages. Just look at the screen and check us out. And if you'd like to support the Sledgehammer Show or the congregation, send a check or money order to Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Ave in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm joined once again from my good friend for a bunch of years now, Mr. Ben Jimenez the Third. Okay, as we always start our show off with the Word of God, because you can't really understand what's going on in the world unless you understand the Word of God. So we always start with the Word of God, and we're going to start off with Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom. We're going to say Proverbs 3, verse 21 through 23. It says, "My son, don't let these things slip from your sight. Preserve common sense and discretion. They will be life for you, your being and grace for your neck. Then you will walk your way securely without hurting your foot." Okay, this is very important because, you know, not many people realize that the Bible speaks of common sense. And today, since most people don't follow the Bible, don't have a Bible, don't read the Bible, don't do anything like that, common sense is a superpower. It really is a tremendous superpower. So look at verse 21 again. My son, don't let these slip from your sight. Preserve common sense and discretion. Okay, common sense is vitally important. Okay, it's standards that everybody should know, Ben. It's, you know, it's quite amazing where what we're going to talk about today is fascinating, because common sense really is a superpower, because we're so far down the rabbit hole. We've gone like to China. You know, we've dug such a deep hole for ourselves that it's like going to China, because things are, I mean, nobody has common sense anymore. Not a single person. It's, you know, when you find somebody who has common sense, it's like, wow, they actually know how to do 2 + 2. They know how to cook, you know, more than just boiling water. What do you think about common sense? I mean, when we were kids, the world was so different. Today, the people, and even, you know, a fair amount of our constituents, our the people that are the same age or near us, it's like, did you ever stop smoking, you know, marijuana? What happened to your brain? I'm like, what do you think about this common sense? You know, you work out in the world. Is common sense a superpower?
Common sense is like a rare gem. It's so hard to find, you know, kind of like a needle in a haystack. If people can understand that. Nowadays, people don't think anymore, you know. It's, I'm going to do whatever it is I'm going to do, and whatever happens, happens. You know, nobody takes any thought, any careful thought, into what they're about to do, what, you know, where they're about to put their foot, where they're going to step. You know, it's like, you know, I remember a time when I was about 15 years old, so many moons ago. I was walking down the street and a bunch of kids were running towards me, and all they kept yelling at me was saying, run, run. And I ran with them. So I, not knowing what was going on, I ran with them. And, you know, the reason that they were running is because they were being chased by a gang of kids behind them. So now I fell into that group, you know, without thinking. So, you know, being in New York, you know, when I was a kid, we used to jump from roof to roof and off of fire escapes and stuff. So I run up one building on the corner of a block, and I start running back from on the roof from one building to the next. And the point that I'm getting to is going to explain how rare or how careful we should step before we take that step is, I wound up jumping down from one building to another building's roof. I took 3 steps and my leg went right through the roof. I picked myself up carefully. And when I looked through the hole that my foot had made on the roof, there were no floors. You know, I guess I didn't have any common sense, because I just took it for granted that roof was stable. And this is what a lack of common sense does. It puts you in a predicament, because God forbid that roof would have caved in, I wouldn't be here talking with you today, Rob. You know? So, you know, for all those people out there that don't understand what common sense is, it's like walking on the beach that's full of landmines. You can't see them, but they're there. You have to be very careful where you step, you know. But nowadays, there's just an air of stupidity that lingers above the surface of the earth. And yeah, I have to agree with the statement that common sense is a superpower.
It really is a superpower because, you know, we did things as kids and we learned from it. But the people today don't learn from it. You know, they didn't think, people don't think things through. People don't consider what might happen to them. It's, you know, it's common sense, you know, dictates that you think things through. Okay. Now, let's get to a little bit more of the word. Let's see here. In Proverbs 2, verse 6 through 8. For Yehovah gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up common sense for the upright. He is a shield to those whose conduct is blameless, in order to guard the courses of justice and preserve the way of those faithful to him. So here's a second scripture that allows us to understand in verse 7, he stores up common sense for the upright. Is a shield to those whose conduct is blameless. Okay, that he, if you're upright, well, that requires, you know, doing some work on your part, you know, reading the word, applying the word to your life. Okay, you know, not saying the law is dead or anything like that, but applying the word to your life. You can't say you have common sense when you don't apply the word to your life. You can't say, you know, you have wisdom if you don't have the wisdom of God, okay? And that's found in reading the word, applying the word. But when you remove the word, that's what we're going to be talking about in this show, that common sense is a superpower. When you remove the word, things are going to happen, and things, not good things, are going to happen. So let's just add one more scripture to this before we get into the crux of the show, because like I said, you need to apply the word of God to all aspects of your life. And look at this in Devarim, Deuteronomy 32, verse 28 through 30. They are a nation without common sense, utterly lacking in discernment. If they were wise, they could figure it out and understand their destiny. After all, how can one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to rout, unless the rock sells them to their enemies, unless Jehovah hands them over? Okay, so we're having a third scripture that says, now this one is saying they are a nation without common sense. Okay, so we're going to be talking about that aspect of life, okay? Life in this nation, okay? If you're watching us from another nation, I'm sure your nation has the same problems, because these are worldwide problems, okay? But in America, you know, we used to be a nation that feared God. We used to be a nation that sought the Lord. We used to be a nation that, you know, follow, you know, not everybody, because, you know, everybody always says, well, everybody wasn't following the Lord, don't you? That's right. Not everybody was following, but we've dipped below the 10. You know, Abraham had a conversation with Jehovah, the Eternal Father, blessed be his glorious name. He worked it down to, if there were 10, would you destroy the city? And Jehovah said, if I find some common sense, I won't destroy the city. Okay, so he didn't find anybody, he didn't even find 10 with common sense. Okay, I think he'd be hard pressed to find that many, you know, in America right now, especially in the government. You know, Jean-Claude, the girl at the lesbian girl at the White House, the press secretary, you know, Jean-Pierre, you know. She's an idiot. She doesn't have two brain cells to rub between her ears. Okay? She lacks common sense. Okay? So we have this, you know, we're a nation lacking in common sense, Ben. You know, what happens from here when you know, Yehovah's saying your nation doesn't have any sense? What, you know, didn't your mother always say to you? My mother used to say to me, "What am I gonna do with you?" Did your mother ever say about you?
What I was told as a kid is that if I don't wise up, I'm going to have a hard time in life. You know, it's common sense. I was having a conversation today with another gentleman at the job, and we were talking about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know, these are sisters. You know, discernment and common sense are the cousins. They all go together. And if you're lacking in one area, you know, you're off. You know, you're unbalanced, because with wisdom comes, you know, with knowledge comes wisdom, with wisdom understanding, you know, and understanding offers that common sense and that discernment to know what to do and what not to do. But how do you gain this? You know, you just ask the Lord, and He gives to all freely. But the conversation that we had was that, you know, wisdom comes with pain, because everything has a price. Wisdom comes with pain. Knowledge, you know, is accompanied by loneliness, and understanding, you know, is the result of the two. You know, look at Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man in all of the earth. You know, but there was something lacking, because I believe that if there wasn't anything lacking within him, he wouldn't have, you know, had 300 wives, 700 concubines, you know, or vice versa. I always get confused with the numbers.
It's 1,000 in total.
Yeah, it's 1,000 in total. I mean, it and being that every king or every male is supposed to write a copy of the Torah for himself, he knew better. You know, so sometimes, you know, you question, did he have any common sense at all? Because, you know, he had thousands of horses, which is, you know, a prohibition of Torah. He had all these wives, which is definitely a prohibition of Torah, but he went ahead and did them anyway. But in the end, you know, is where wisdom, knowledge, understanding, common sense, and discernment came into play, because he wrote that the whole of man, you know, is to obey, to follow God and obey Torah, you know? And that's probably the wisest thing he ever came up with, because I believe, you know, as I'm pretty sure you believe, that at the end of his life he repented of everything that he did, you know, because,
well, he said so. He right. Said in the end of end of Ecclesiastes,
and you know, that's where the wisdom and the knowledge come in, you know, the discernment, the common sense is it all. They all play together, just like the five fingers on your hand. Each finger has a certain purpose. You know, without the thumb, you can't really grab a spoon, because you'll be eating like this, you know? So you can't grab a spoon the way you grab a pen or a pencil. You know, you have a very hard time. So without common sense, you're going to have a hard time in life. Without wisdom, you're definitely going to have a hard time in life. But wisdom is gained through one's mistakes and one's experiences, you know. But here, where Moshe wrote, you know, that they're a nation without common sense, he's writing what God is telling them to write down, you know. And what's he saying? Why are they without common sense? Because they lack a discernment. What does the scripture say? my people perish because of a lack of knowledge, right? Because of a lack of vision. They lack vision. They lack in something, you know? And he goes on to say in verse 29, if they were wise, they could figure it out and understand their destiny. Their destiny was to enter the promised land, you know? And I don't think that it was supposed to take 40 years, but God had to clean house, you know, during that time. But if we fail to grasp onto common sense, we're going to wind up just like the nation of Israel did those 40 years in the desert, you know, and where they weren't able to step foot into the promised land because of their complaining, their backbiting, their
lack of common sense.
Because lack of common sense, that's right. And that's about the gist of it. I mean, you know, we have to figure out what it is that God is telling us. It's not that complicated. Even Moshe said, you know, you're not supposed to say, you know, where is it, so that they can bring it down from heaven. You know, it's right there in our hands, in our hearts, where God placed it. But we fail to look because we are afraid that if we look, we're going to find out not just the truth of the matter, but the truth of ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to find out the truth of ourselves. So let's look at the obituary for common sense. Shall we? Shall we look at the obituary for common sense? Now, this was an essay written by Laurie Borgman, March 15th, 1998. What we're going to look at for the next bit is, this is more important today than it was back, you know, almost 25 years ago. Okay, death of common sense. 3 yards of black fabric enshroud my computer terminal. I am mourning the passing of an old friend by the name of common sense. His obituary reads as follows. Common sense, A.K.A. C.S., lived a long life but died from heart failure at the brink of the millennium. No one really knows how old he was. His birth records were long ago entangled in miles and miles of bureaucratic red tape, known affectionately to close friends as horse sense and sound thinking. He selflessly devoted his life to service in homes, schools, hospitals, and offices, helping folks get jobs done without a lot of fanfare, whooping and hollering. Common sense also developed a sound financial policies. Don't spend more than you earn. Reliable parenting strategies. The adult is in charge, not the kid. And prudent dietary plans. Offset eggs with turkey bacon with a little fiber and orange juice. Okay, so let's pause there for a second. Let's you know, understand, you know, we're talking about common sense, and you know, people don't have common sense today. They don't live inside their means. You know, for years, you know, as soon as I got out of high school, you know, I received, you know, many different applications for credit cards. Okay, when I got out of college, I got more and more applications for credit cards, okay? And, you know, stupidly, I got a bunch and lived, you know, I spent more than I earned. And it became a problem for a while. But here, the other biggest thing that we really need to talk about is reliable parenting strategies. The adult is in charge, not the kid. Okay, My parents, you know, my mother used to say as she dragged on her cigarette, "If you don't like to live the way I run things here, don't let the door hit you on the tuchus as you leave." Okay, so this is, you know, amazing, you know, wisdom that should be common sense for people. But as we see in our world today, children are in charge and the parents are not. Let's read a little bit more about common sense. A veteran of the Industrial Revolution, the Great Depression, and Technological Revolution, and the Smoking Crusades, common sense survives sundry cultural and educational trends, including disco. That's for you, Ben. The men's movement, body piercing, whole language, and new math. That's one of the biggest things, new math. The new math today doesn't have any common sense. Common sense health began declining in the late 1960s when it became infected with the "if it feels good, do it" virus. If it feels good, do it virus. I mean, Ben, we got a lot more to go in this, but let me let you jump in here for a second. I think these amazing, you know, children are not in charge. Parents are in charge. Children are not in charge. You know, and yeah, I really agree that, you know, in the 1960s, it really, that's where we, the roller coaster, you know, you're up on a roller coaster and you're going up, and then you go down and you start picking up speed. Really, I think in the 60s, common sense really, was on life support. What do you think about this? You know, parents are, children not in charge, and living with inside your means, and body piercing, new math. 2 and 2 plus equals 6, okay? You know, the new math. I mean, as long as you're in the neighborhood. No! 2 plus 2 is 4. I don't care what you think. If you got the answer wrong, learn and get it right. What do you think, Ben?
Well, this 60s definitely took a turn for the worse in our society, I believe. You know, when I grew up under the guise of children should be seen and not heard, you know, and I strongly believe, you know, that, yeah, children should be seen and not heard, because there is no wisdom between those ears and there is no experience within the heart for children. You know, they're exploring a new world. Everything is brand new, you know. Everything is like, you know, Dory would say in Nemo, "Oh, look, it's shiny. Oh, it's so beautiful. Come here, shiny thing. Come here, shiny thing." That's the mentality of children. You know, children can't sit down and have an elaborate, educated conversation with you. Yeah, they're not, you know, altogether dumb. They're not altogether stupid. You know, they know what they know, but they don't know enough. And you know, with the advent of the government stepping in, you know, and telling parents that they couldn't discipline their children, because if they did, they would wind up going to jail. The children took advantage of this and they, you know, started ruling the household. Because now, oh, I could do whatever I want to do. And, you know, if my mother hits me, then I just tell my teacher and she'll call the authorities and they'll go to jail. You know, but they don't understand that all that, you know, it creates a ripple effect where the parents go to jail. The children get put into the system and put into a household with sexual abusers, physical abusers, you know, emotional abusers. And it creates a vicious cycle, because now these kids are going through all this trauma, and when they have kids, they're going to put their kids through trauma, and you know, the governments will step in and tell them, well, you can't hit your kids. You know, if you yell at your kids, you know, we'll take your kids away from you. You know, like, I don't know if I've ever mentioned, when I lived in New York, I knew this lady who worked for ACS, you know, the Children's Services, and her job was to terminate parental rights. Her job was to go in the household, take your children, and tell you could never see them again. That they are no longer your children, they're going to be somebody else's children. You know, and this is all a plan during World War I, World War II, to destroy the family. Because the family was the backbone of this country. You know, God was the foundation, but the family was the backbone. You know, the strong family had, you know, would train their children in a direction to keep the country going in a positive momentum. But in the peace, love, and unity era, you know, with the flower power and the flower children, it all went to Hades in a handbasket. You know, no longer was, you know, well, you know, we're just going to let the kids do what they want. They'll decide what they want to do when they get older. But, you know, scripture tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, from those ways he shall not depart. You know, he may backslide, but those ways will be ingrained in him enough that at one point or another, God willing, he'll wake up and realize, hey, this is wrong. And let's look at the prodigal child, the prodigal son. You know, he thought he had it made. Hey, I got my fortune. You know, my father gave me everything that belonged to me. I'm having the time of my life. Nothing else matters in this world. He had no common sense.
He had no common sense. He blew it. He blew it on the silly living, and he didn't think about the future. And, you know, that's when you lack common sense. You know, all these things happen, right? So let's...
But what was the price that he had to pay?
He had because
you have to pay a price for everything. He wound up having to eat the slop that the very pigs he was taking care of were eating. You know? And then he woke up.
Yeah, well, that's what we don't want to happen. So let's take a look at more how common sense died, and then we'll get into some news story about, you know, what's going on around. In the following decades, his waning strength proved no match for the ravages of the overbearing federal and state rules and regulations and the oppressive tax code. Common sense was sapped of strength, and the will to live as the Ten Commandments became contraband. Criminals received better treatment than victims, and judges stuck their noses in everything from Boy Scouts to professional baseball and golf. Okay, so, you know, this, you know, when common sense gets thrown out, you know, the Ten Commandments became contraband. It really did. They destroyed the fabric of this nation, ripped everything apart. You know, victims, you know, the treatment of victims, and, you know, was awful. Okay, you know, rape was up, all this stuff. Well, you shouldn't have been dressing like that. Well, granted, that might be, but, you know, nobody is forcing that man to do what he did, and that's, you know, it's just wrong. Okay, when the Ten Commandments get removed from our society, oh, and then Boy Scouts, you know, Boy Scouts, you know, they became the Gay Scouts. Okay, the girls wanted to be in the Boy Scouts. No, we need to train up young men. That's what the Boy Scouts, why it was. But common sense got thrown out the window. Okay? Common sense, his deterioration as schools implemented zero tolerance policies. Reports of six-year-old boys charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate. A teen suspended for taking a swig of Scope mouthwash after lunch. Girls suspended for possessing Midol. And an honor student expelled for having a table knife in her school lunch or more than his heart could endure. So common sense is really on life support. The end neared, doctors say. Common sense drifted in and out of logic, but was kept informed of developments regarding regulations on low-flow toilets and mandatory airbags. Finally, upon hearing about the government plan to ban inhalers from 14 million asthmatics due to a trace of pollutant that may be harmful to the environment, common sense breathed his last. Let's see. Services will be at Whispering Pines Cemetery. Common sense was preceded in death by his wife, discretion. One daughter named responsibility, and one son named reason. He is survived by two stepbrothers, half-wit and dimwit. Memorial contributions may be sent to the Institute for Rational Thought. Farewell, common sense. May you rest in peace. I mean, it's like satire, but it's not. You know, discretion has died. Responsibility has died. Reason is dead. And the two stepbrothers, half-wit and dimwit, they're prevalent all over the place. But, you know, low-flow toilets, harmful to the environment. I mean, this is insane, Ben. This is, you know, when we're talking about environmental stuff, you know, global warming. The ice caps will be melted, Al Gore said, you know, and they had to take down the signs in the state parks because the ice caps actually got larger. But we need common sense. But if you break up the family, you remove God's word, common sense becomes a superpower because nobody has common sense. Nobody is able to think things through. Common core math, schools, you know, focusing on, you know, the private parts of a body instead of, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, science. You know, you can't even call a girl or a boy, you know. So common sense has been so taken out of our society that anybody who has common sense, it actually is a superpower because it's amazing. What's your couple of shekels on this before we go to opening Pandora's box?
Well, this is crazy, you know, with the low flow toilets and the mandatory airbags and, you know, the whole global warming that you had mentioned. You know, I heard I guess we can call it a discourse because it wasn't a speech. It was more like a talk show. A couple of people were seated down. A guy's talking to an audience, and they're asking him questions. So it's like a Q&A. He was talking about global warming. You know, how it doesn't exist. You know, because everything runs in cycles. And he proved it with the point that when you buy beachfront property, nowhere in the contract does it say if global warming exists and the level of the waters rise, you know, you no longer have to pay because it's an act of God. You know, nowhere in the contract for any beachfront condo, beachfront property, or any property that's close to snow-covered mountains. You know, it just doesn't exist because they know it doesn't exist. But because, you know, we operate on, we react, not operate, but we react to fear-mongering. We become paralyzed at the fact that, well, maybe, you know, we can die from this. We don't want to die. So, you know, let's listen to what they say because, you know, they're the experts. I'm going to tell you who the expert is, you know, the one who created heaven and earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. You know, we have to, you know, set our sights on him and not worry about what these people are doing by this. They're actually destroying the environment in hopes that they can take your money to help fix their screw ups, you know. It's you know, we've seen it with the pandemic, we see it with the jab, you know. Now I read an article today that the FDA just approved an RSV vaccine. Oh, here we go, another vaccine. You know, why do we need so many vaccines if God created us perfect? If God created us to withstand, you know, these germs, these sicknesses, to with the ability to for our bodies to repair itself, you know, unless you're abusing your body, you know, but we have our bodies have the ability to repair themselves through nutrition and following a biblical diet, you know, it just doesn't fit their agenda. It just doesn't fit their get rich quick scheme on, you know, in the pockets of the poor person, of the person who has no common sense. Because common sense would tell you, hey, if God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh and split the seas open so that, you know, Israel can walk through on dry land, raised Lazarus from the dead on the fourth day, after decomposition is already well taking its place on the human body, you know, only God can do that. You know, only God can resurrect the dead after 4 days, where your skin is already rotting and falling off your body, and you know, the worms are already beginning to eat you. Only God can do that. And if God can do that, then hey, God can do everything else. It all takes faith, you know.
Yes, sir.
Show me your faith by your actions, and I'll show you my actions by my faith. You know what I'm saying? But common sense, man, it definitely is a rarity.
Yeah, it really is rare because, you know, people don't think, people don't follow. So now that we've established that common sense is dead, what happens next is we're opening Pandora's box. Well, what does opening Pandora's box mean? To begin, or to do something that leads to many other problems that were not known or existed before. When you open Pandora's box, you don't realize the problems that you're going to be going after next, okay? Because you don't know what comes next because you're opening Pandora's box, so you don't think about the ramifications of your actions. You know, what Pandora's box means, it's a reference to a story from Greek mythology, where Pandora opens a jar containing all the negative things that can affect humanity. It is similar to the expression to open a can of worms. Okay, so now that common sense is gone, now we've opened Pandora's box. So let's take a look at this, people. What do we have here? We got the Village People in the top right there. You got Liberace, who was his Gay as a Day is Long. You got Elton John, original white Dwight, who is a bisexual, but he's gone totally gay. You got Freddie Mercury there in the bottom right, and one that's hidden a little bit by my picture. Let me remove my picture there. You got Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow. So you got the Village People. Once you open up the Pandora's box, you know, the Village People become normal. At the YMCA, you know, you got Elton John, you know, very famous. Liberace, very famous. Freddie Mercury, famous. Barry Manilow, you know, he writes the songs that makes the whole world sing. He writes the songs of love and special things. He's all those things. He's still playing in Vegas. Once you've opened up Pandora's box, then nothing is sacred. So let's take Pandora's box a little further. Now that we've opened up that Pandora's box, now we've gotten so far away from common sense. You know, we got the whole trans thing, but now trans has gone even further into stupidity. Now people are choosing to identify as handicapped in troubling new social trend. And the troubling social trend called trans-enablism is attracting attention these days. Trans-enablism is a newer term for BIID, or body integrity identity disorder. No, it's called, these people have no common sense. It is not a disorder. These people are just morons. Well, I guess you can call it a disorder, but you can't identify as somebody, you know, who needs a wheelchair when you don't need a wheelchair. Okay? So these people are identifying as handicapped because they have, you know, once we open up Pandora's box, everything is available. So we go from that to Google, okay? To Google. Google's new inclusive language dossier bans staff from using the word man hours and you guys, okay? Google leadership recently sent out a new inclusive language dossier in the UK. The staff in the UK asking them to stop using the terms such as man hours or you guys. The technology company encouraged its employees to refrain from using potentially offensive language. So this is the common sense we have. Offensive language says man hours or you guys. Okay? This is just plain stupidity. The style guide targeted IT lingo, including whitelist, black hole, blacklist, black box, chubby, dummy, variable, crazy, bonkers, mad. This is what happens when we have no common sense. Now let's go to the last part of the news, and then we're going to discuss this tragedy. Now we go to since we've opened Pandora's box, our United States Navy resorts to drag queen influencer to attract young people to the military in hiring crisis. The U.S. Navy has revealed that it approached a drag queen influencer to help persuade new recruits to join the military. Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly, who goes by the stage name Harpy Daniels, announced back in November 2022 that he was the Navy's digital ambassador. Kelly has over 1,300,000 likes on TikTok. So we go from common sense dying, Ben, we go from common sense dying to people thinking people saying that they are handicapped when they are not. Common sense has gone Bye-bye. Common sense is missing. Common sense is dead. 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 Do you think it's alive, Ben? Can we revive it? Or as Dr. McCoy said on the Starship Enterprise, he's dead, Jim.
Well, you know, when you were reading this first headline here about, you know, trans-ableism, I had seen an actual report, and the lady was actually declaring herself to be blind. She identified as blind, and she wanted to be blind so bad that she solicited the help of a doctor on the internet, and he helped her become blind by pouring drain cleaner in her eyes, and now she is blind. She made the news, where they did a report on her where, you know, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but she said that she identified with being blind, that she wanted to be blind, and now she walks around, you know, blind. There's no reversing that. You know, people have identified as cats, as dogs, and, you know, there's even people who have gotten operated on to look like cats and dogs, and these doctors don't care. You know, hey, your money's going to help them pay for their children's, you know, tuition. They're gladly take it. You know, and pretty soon, with all this lack of common sense, I really, truly believe that we are going to see a surge in suicide, because these people are going to wake up and they are going to be unhappy with what they see or don't see in the mirror. You know, no pun intended. But, you know, this trans-ableism, this transhumanism, it's all gonna bite us in the rear. And it, unless we wake up and return to Hashem, you know, unless we wake up and return to the truth, you know, we're in for the ride of our lives, because, you know, time is going to tick a lot quicker. You know, it's like the song. The time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future, you know. And it's exactly what's happening. That time that we're wasting doing all this nonsense that it has no value, you know. See, how doesn't it have any value? It has no spiritual value. It doesn't edify us. It's just destroying us. And this is the plan of the enemy. He's on the sidelines laughing at each and every one of us, because we're falling for this without, you know, without any resistance. You know? I mean, you know, man hours, I always understood to be a total amount of time that everybody collaboratively, you know, dedicates to a project. You know, you have 10 people putting in 8 hours each. That's 80 man hours. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. The exclusion of this language has nothing more and nothing less to do with this genderism, this more than one gender. You know, and you know, hey, I'm sorry if you're offended, but, you know, on your birth certificate, even if you change your sex to female, it's still going to be male. You know, that's the one thing that you can't change. You cannot change, you know, and people may get offended, but you have to listen. You know, in the animal kingdom, right? I'm not talking about human beings. I'm talking in the animal kingdom. There are only boy monkeys girl monkeys, boy lions, girl lions, boy elephants, girl elephants. And those two, because Shem told Noah, take them in two by two, because that is the only way that their species were going to survive. You know, this is a scientific fact, okay? It's not, you know, it's not trying to go against anybody. You want to be what you want to be, go ahead. But guess what? Don't push it down my throat. When I talk about God and you don't like it, you don't want it pushed down your throat. So the same way, respect us, just like you want us to respect you. You know, it's got to be a mutual thing. But if you're headed for destruction, then I have to tell you, listen, you're on your way to destruction. You need to wake up. You need to do something about it. Because if not, that's where you're going to wind up. You know, and you don't want to hear it? Okay, you don't want to hear it. But I'm not going to be guilty of not having told you, because like it says in Ezekiel, in the watchman, you know, if you see danger coming and you're the watchman and you don't alert the people, their blood is on your head. I want to die innocent if I'm going to die. You know, I'm sure that that's how you feel also, Rap. But our society has taken us to this level. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that God is done with us. You know, the love that he has for his only begotten, and the reason his only begotten came down here is the only thing holding him back. You know? Because it's like Yeshua said, nobody knows the day or the hour except the Father. Not even the Son knows, you know? So we have to count ourselves blessed. And, you know, like they say in the world, we have to count ourselves lucky that he hasn't wiped us off the face of the earth just yet. We still have a chance. Let's take advantage of this chance before it's too late, before there is no more chance, you know? And we have to wake up. We have to repent. We have to return. We have to do what God tells us to do. If not, you know, he has a place for us if we don't do it, just like he has a place for us if we do it. Life and death are within your reach.
That's very true. Life and death are in our reach, because common sense is knowing that there is a God. And if you don't believe that, well, you should look inside your own body and study how it's made. The amazing design that God made. But if you can't even understand that 2 + 2 = 4, you lack common sense. And the common sense has disappeared, not only in America, but throughout the globe. It's, you know, in Israel, it's missing, because we're missing the word of God. You got all Tel Aviv, you know, wanting to fight God. Didn't 2,000 years of history show you anything? Have you not learned? Have you not heard? You know, you don't. But, you know, you want to identify as blind and you go make yourself blind? You know, I realize what it is to be sick. You know, my whole life I was fine, you know, sickness here and there, like a cold or whatever, but rarely. But now since, you know, receiving Parkinson's, I don't want to identify as that. I don't want to have it at all. To identify as somebody who's handicapped because you need somebody to pay attention to you. You can still get up out of that chair because you're just identifying as that. But this is where common sense comes in, and we're missing common sense. It died long time ago. It started to die in the 60s, and it has been killed. And we've opened Pandora's box. You know, the next thing we're going to start seeing is people having sex with animals, and wide, you know, they're already going for pedophilia. You know, I'm, you know, minor attracted. No, you have no common sense. You're a moron, and you're sick in the head, and we need to do what the Bible tells us to do with people like you. But We bring the Sledgehammer Show to let you know about these subjects. Pass along the information. If you have a topic you would like us to speak about, send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. For Ben Jimenez, I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moish from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation. Till next week, Shalom Aleichem. See ya. Gain some common sense.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members, bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.